Somebody had a question.
Yeah, I have a question. So I understand why the sonship created this imaginary world, real estate, to have fun, they were bored. Why did the Father create the sonship?
What's your last question?
Why did the Father, the universal God, create sonship?
Why did he create the sonship?
Yeah,
it says because he didn't want to be alone. He says he created us all because he didn't want to be alone. And he says that when we separated, now not all the sons of God separated. He gives verifies the parable of the prodigal son is something that he really gave when he was here. And the parable of the prodigal son, he had everybody was living with the father of the homestead there and happy. But then the prodigal son became a little restless, and he wondered what this outside world would be like where he wouldn't be supplied with all everything that he needed with the father. Okay, so he wanted to go out and explore. So he asked for his early inheritance, which is symbolic of us saying to God, I want to take the powers that you shared with me and go out into a different world. Okay, so he says the prodigal son went and he lived a riotous life with prostitutes and gambling and all kinds of riotous living, and then he squandered his inheritance. And this is symbolic of us coming down here and misusing our godly powers, so it's as if we don't have them anymore because we think we're not aware of like who we really are. So we still have our inheritance, but we don't think we have it. So then the prodigal son endured a famine, and to survive he went and worked for a guy feeding hogs, and he had such low food he had to eat some of the hog's food to survive. And as he was dining with the hogs, he thought to himself, oh man, he says, this is crazy. He says, you know, my father's servants live a lot better than I'm living. My father's probably going to be really mad at me, so I'll go back humbly and I'll say, Father, I no longer deserve to be a son, but I will be your servant. And so he heads back to see his father. And then the parable says that the father was on the horizon watching, waiting for his son's return, which I found kind of interesting part of the parable. The father was waiting, and he wasn't just ignoring the son or pretending like son didn't exist. He was watching for him, and he saw him quite some distance before he arrived, and he went to greet him, threw his arms around him, and welcomed him back. Commanded his servants to kill the fatted calf and have a big celebration because the son that was lost is now returned, and they were all happy. But then there was a son that didn't leave, and he was unhappy. He thought, man, you never killed the fatted calf for me and had a big celebration. He says, this guy that just squandered everything and coming back, now you have a big celebration. And the father says to him, nothing to worry about. Everything I have is yours. But rejoice because the son that was lost is now come home. But what's interesting, and that's where the parable ends, and he tells us that we are the prodigal son. We are the part of the sonship that separated from God. We created this whole universe as a playground for ourselves that where we are separated. And we have what he calls original guilt. Remember the son in the parable, he felt like his father would be angry at him. And we have an internal guilt, he says, built into us because we're afraid of God, because we're afraid that if we return, he will like scold us. It's like, what were you thinking? You know, how stupid of you. You know, you deserve to be punished. I mean, that's the way that we think, that God thinks about us. But the Course in Miracles teaches that's just pure illusion, and that's a big source of our fear is the fear of God himself. that we are afraid that we're unworthy. And he says, God doesn't consider us worthy or unworthy. He just considers it a mistake in thinking that we made that can be corrected. As soon as it's corrected, he will be like the father in the parable, rush out to greet us and usher us back into his heavenly kingdom. Then we will be no more the prodigal son. But what is interesting, and this is where A Course in Miracles students do not go, is it tells us that the main purpose of the son, that God created the sonship, and the main purpose of the sonship is to extend creation. And it says, when we were part of the original sonship, we created a lot of things. And when we return, we will remember our creations, and we will be beloved to them. So this creation is extended. When we return, we will create additional sons. Now, sons is just a standard, even though it's male, it's just a standard name for something that's neither male nor female. But we will create additional sons. But what students don't realize is that these additional sons will begin to wonder, you know, what was it like, mom and dad, or mom, or whatever, or dad, or whatever it is. What was it like when you created that universe and were limited like that? Tell me stories. And think of the prodigal son. The prodigal son coming back, all the servants, when they gather around the fire, who are they going to ask for stories? The son that never left, or the son that left and had all these wild experiences? They'll want to know, hey, what was it like mixing with prostitutes and gamblers and thieves? What was that like? Whereas, what kind of stories did the son have that never left? You know, well, I just lived in divine perfection. Everything was perfect, and we created whatever we wanted, and that's pretty much it. But the son that left, he had, when they gather around the fireplace, he had all kinds of stories to tell. When he was maybe a pirate or a robber or a thief or whatever. And so we go through all these lives and we accumulate all these stories that we will probably be quizzed by the sons that we eventually create, and they will become curious. So they will want to create their own universe and have their own experiences, and then it will be repeated. And this goes along with the ancient wisdom, which tells us that this universe is created, it lasts a very long time, but eventually dissolves and will go into Pralaya, which would be heaven. Then eventually we'll create another universe. But the future universe won't necessarily be populated by us, because we will have had our fill of experience. We don't need to, rain doesn't need to come down and go through the physical problem she has again. She'll probably think, well, I learned what I need to learn from that. I don't want to go through that again.
I would like to experience the reversal of it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when we all die, we all think, well, you know, I wish I could have done this or that, and then you wind up doing those things in a future life.
Is it perpetual, that it's going to continuously do that? Going to be always a new sonship.
Yeah, it says that.
Get out of the box, do something different.
The Course makes this interesting statement. It says that whatever the Son creates with the power of God is eternal. But then it created this universe which is not eternal. Everything has a beginning and end, and even the Course in Miracles says this. It talks about even the sons that are created will eventually end. And everything that you can see has a beginning and an end. Okay? So, if the Son wanted to create something temporary, yet everything he creates is eternal, how can it be eternal if it's temporary? So that's the conundrum, and that's a question that no Course in Miracles student besides me has ever answered. And the answer is this, is the temporary repeats itself forever. Okay? So when the universe is created, it has form, exists for billions of years, eventually goes back to its original point. We go back to heaven, create new suns. The new suns want to find out what the universe is like, because an idea cannot be destroyed. An idea is one thing that is eternal. And even though the sun come up with what the Course calls a mad idea, because in the Father's mind, it was a mad idea to create this universe. So even though it was a mad idea, it was still an idea, and an ideas cannot be destroyed. Just like a song cannot be destroyed. You can have the physical representation of the song that you can burn, but it still can be recreated. You can have the notes in your mind, the idea of the melody, and they can be written down again. And the same thing with this, the universe is a form. The suns will glom onto the idea, the newly created suns, and they will create a new universe for them. But you know how suns are, or children are. Children always think they can do it better than their parents. So what they will do is they will create a universe just a little bit differently, and maybe a little bit better, or maybe even with more challenges. They'll think they'll have created a more interesting universe than their parents did. And so this repeats over and over indefinitely until maybe interest is lost completely. Maybe in infinities of time in the future, the sonship will understand creation so much that we won't have the desire to do it anymore.